It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 31st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, Volkswagen gives us an update on its profits. Good news would be a bit of a surprise considering the company's diesel vehicle emissions scandal continues to haunt it. The federal government has sued. The company is in the process of buying back or repairing 500,000 cars in the U.S. alone. But it also just inked a deal with a ride-sharing company, similar in some respects to other deals between car companies and tech companies building platforms that might help create a post-car ownership world. Michelle Krebs, senior analyst at Auto Trader, is here to check in on VW with us. Hi, Michelle. The company is getting ready to get serious about so-called mobility.
Correct. Volkswagen is planning to unveil what it is calling its Strategy 2025 plan.
Right.
And mobility initiatives will be a major part of that. This is in line with what we're seeing from all the major automakers.
There was also a report in a German newspaper that Volkswagen is planning to create its own gigafactory making batteries for electric cars. Is this another possible growth market for the company?
It's possible. Nissan has its own battery factory, and also Tesla, of course, is building a huge factory in Nevada. What we're going to see in the future are the major automakers positioning themselves not just as car companies, but as mobility companies. And the different aspects of that mobility will be things like car sharing and ride sharing, electrification, which means anything from hybrids to electric vehicles to fuel cell cars.
How serious should we take these moves from VW in particular? Are they real strategic moves, or is this the company kind of trying to distract us from the scandal that it's stuck in right now?
I think these are very real initiatives. There are major challenges, for example, climate change that is causing countries to institute higher fuel economy standards and lower emission standards. So those are all megatrends that are forcing auto companies, including Volkswagen, to look at what does mobility of the future look like.
Michelle Krebs is senior analyst with Auto Trader. Michelle, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Car companies inking deals for hundreds of millions of dollars with tech firms that essentially build apps to help you get a ride is used as evidence for a theory put forth in a new book out today. The book is called Modern Monopolies: How Online Platforms Rule the World by Controlling the Means of Connection. It makes the argument that if you want a winning business model right now, you want to be in the platform building business. Alex Moazid is the book's author. He says one good example, the disappearing message service Snapchat, the one that just raised another pile of investments, over $1 billion.
They actually have two different platform businesses within them. They started with messaging, and then they launched Stories, which is a maker platform. It has this content model where I post a photo or an image, and many, many people can consume it.
And as we know, platforms are all about connecting the consumer with the product. Alex Moazid, author of the new book Modern Monopolies, there. By the way, cloud storage firm Box gives us an earnings report tomorrow. It's done pretty well since it IPO'd, in part because its CEO, Aaron Levy, has been all about the platform. Hey, thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. We give you the context you need to understand the business of technology and how it matters to you. Some context on us: we are a nonprofit service and rely on donations from our listeners to keep going. And we've just made special Let's Do the Numbers Pilsner glasses available to thank you for your support. Donate today at marketplace.org. Last week, there was news that Taiwanese manufacturing giant Foxconn is planning to replace 60,000 workers with robots. Whether you're talking about that or self-driving cars or even wearable devices, you are talking about ideas in need of good design. One of the big names in the tech design world is Gadi Amit, designer of the Fitbit, also head of the firm New Deal Design. Gadi, thanks for chatting with me.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell me about how you're thinking about devices that might go inside the body.
There could be a variety of functions in the body that will be greatly improved by digital, electronic, biological interfaces. And it's an unfamiliar reality, but it's coming at us, whether we like it or not.
Do you think it's really going to happen?
I honestly believe that most of us will end our life in some level of cyborgism, if you wish.
What do you think is really important to you when you set out to design a wearable device or an embeddable or whatever you might call it?
We are trying to humanize technology. It sounds kind of a very lofty and unclear goal, but essentially we are trying to bring human sensibilities into this technology medical space and have them affecting the design or the development process.
You've been thinking about autonomous vehicles, and I know you're looking at how cars can better signal their intent.
So what's happening in real driving is that we actually lock eyes. The driver nods, and there is an agreement, a social agreement, and now it's safe to cross. This is exactly the layer that I think is missing now from autonomous vehicles. They need to project outwards some layer of communication.
Can you tell me how strange the world is going to get in the next 5 or 10 years by your estimation as someone who's working on these projects? I mean, how far away are we from...
From Blade Runner?
Sure. Why not? Why not?
The biggest obstacle is actually not the technology. The biggest obstacle is the human society, its structures, its social codes, its culture. And robotics have a potential or a risk of obsoleting many, many jobs. We will need to find reasonable jobs and a good social structure that enables robotics to replace many people. I think it's extremely naive of the tech business to think they'll be able to replace those people without finding a good social structure or construct around that process.
Gadi Amant is founder of the studio New Deal Design. Gadi, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you very much.
More from us, as always, at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.